You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you? Lovely to be here.
In the Hebrew Hour, I spoke to your colleague Boaz Noll, the former executive director of the Australian Friends of Tel Aviv University. Tell us a little more about your role.
I'm the executive director of the Australian Friends of Tel Aviv University. So we represent Tel Aviv University across Australia, primarily in the Melbourne, Sydney and Perth, but we have a growing community in Queensland as well. And we exist to raise awareness, to foster students going from Australia to Tel Aviv University, establish collaborations with universities, industry, government, and of course to do all this to fundraise.
Share with our listeners one of the most exciting projects developed in Israel and the Australian connection.
Well, we have a wonderful professor of psychology based in Tel Aviv University who developed a program that the IDF has been using for the last three or more years. And basically, it's a computerized program that has helped with soldiers when they come out of their combat duties. It's reduced the rate of PTSD by an incredible 66%, which is just amazing. So the Australian Defence Force heard about this program, and just recently, a few months ago, it was started here in Melbourne. They have started trials with it's called the Phoenix Trauma Centre, based out of Melbourne University. It's wonderful that something from Tel Aviv University is having real effect and positive effect in Australia.
You recently came back from Israel and you told me it was one of your best work trips you ever had because of the people you met.
It really was. I think really one of my best work trips ever. I went for the Tel Aviv University Board of Governors meeting. It's an annual meeting where our governors from all over the world come to hear from Tel Aviv University academics, visiting luminaries. So I feel that I went from the depths of the Dead Sea, listening to our expert in who's DNA testing the Dead Sea Scrolls, to the unlimited heights of the moon, because we heard from the two gentlemen who are Tau alumni who launched the Bereshit mission to the moon, and everything in between, from cybersecurity to sustainability to medical advances. I met with Tal Levia, who heads up the group that recently gained global notoriety because they have printed or 3D printed a human heart, which is incredible. And then I had sessions where I was listening to Janet Yellen, the former US Federal Reserve Bank head, and Axel Weber, the former European Central Bank head, and an amazing minister from Uganda. It spread across a whole lot of dimensions, which is really what Tel Aviv University is all about.
So back to Melbourne, another involvement of the Australian Friends of Tel Aviv University is the Tom Melbourne Makeathon. Tell us a little bit more about Tom and your contribution.
We've supported the Tom Melbourne Makeathon for the last 3 years, and we're delighted to support an Israeli mission that gets together not only students, but a lot of students in engineering, design, developers, and it gets them together in a makeathon to provide affordable solutions to people with disabilities who have often neglected needs. So it's a global movement that started in Israel, and it is spreading itself around the world, which is really remarkable. The TOM stands for Tikkun Olam Makers, and it's all about having communities and Jewish communities around the world set it up, but it's helping the broader community in any country, and the countries range from Israel, of course, Australia, America, Azerbaijan, so many countries, last weekend in Singapore. And they, at the end of the 3 days, they actually come out with a prototype for that person with a disability. And then there are further stages that develop the prototypes into a final phase where it can actually be ready for production. And it's open source, so there's no cost to buying the IP. Well, there's no purchasing of IP, which is wonderful because that also keeps it relatively affordable for the person with the disability.
That sounds wonderful. And because you are so fascinated by this global spread of Tom Megaton, you also went to see it in Singapore.
Nothing to do with the Australian Friends of Tel Aviv. I went and it was another incredible Megaton. A group of Israelis led by the Israeli ambassador to Singapore decided to celebrate the 50 years of collaboration between Singapore and Israel, and they did it by hosting a Tom Makeathon. And so there were 10 challenges from memory of people, Singaporeans. One was actually not even in Singapore at the time. He was in India. But they're incredible, again, life-changing development or product development for those individuals, and hopefully will have effect for others around the world.
Can you share with us what other big projects are coming in the near future?
Well, we've got a fabulous 6 months coming up, the rest of the year, and then the next 6 months into that, we try and plan a year in advance. I'm really delighted to say that we've got incredible academics and experts coming out, including expert from he's the vice dean of the life sciences faculty, and he looks at treating inflammatory diseases and manipulating cells, so very important given the rate of cancers we have here in Australia. We have also got, I call him the jellyfish man. He has discovered an alternative to plastics that can be produced through jellyfish, and you know how many jellyfish we've got here. We also have our Dean of the Social Sciences Faculty coming to talk about positive psychology and well-being, particularly in children and adolescents, which is very important. We have a collaboration, a professor from the Faculty of Medicine who's collaborating with the Royal Melbourne Hospital here, looking at integrated critical care. So that's sharing knowledge Australia Melbourne, Tel Aviv, which is wonderful. And watch this space. I don't know when, but our blockchain cyber security guru is going to be joining us. So there's a lot.
Seems like a lot to come. Where can I find more information about all your upcoming events, or could one volunteer or even donate?
Absolutely. Well, the website is the Australian Friends of Tel Aviv University, but we also really encourage you to join us on Facebook, because we've got a growing community. We post everything we're doing on Facebook. And of course, please do call if you've got any questions. Our head office is located in Melbourne, and you are welcome. We would welcome your call and welcome to hear from you. We're always, volunteers are very welcome, I should say. But in terms of helping spreading the message, speaking to potential students that may want to go across, potential collaborations here with government, industry, or universities, we welcome, I always say our door is really open and open for ideas. We are a very small team with a huge remit across Australia.
Vanessa Cohen, Executive Director of the Australian Friends of Tel Aviv University, thanks so much for your time and the information on how your organization can make a change among communities around the world.
And Amit, thank you for having me on the show and spreading the word about all the incredible things coming from Tel Aviv University and Israel. Toda rabba.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.